Our Old Testament reading for this Sunday comes from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 17. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will take a sprig from the lofty top of the cedar and will set it out. I will break off from the topmost of its young twigs a tender one, and I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain, and on the mountain height of Israel will I plant it, that it may bear branches and produce fruit and become a noble cedar. And under it will dwell every kind of bird. In the shade of its branches, birds of every sort will nest. And all the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. I bring low the high tree and make high the low tree, dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I am the Lord, I have spoken, and I will do it. This is the word of our Lord. Our epistle lesson comes from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5. We know that if the tent, which is our earthly home, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on, we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage. And we would rather be with the body from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done to the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer. Those who boast about outward appearance and not about what is in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him, who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. This is the word of our Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces it by itself. First the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. And he said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, But privately, in his own disciples, he explained everything. This is the gospel of our Lord. Well, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My text this morning comes from that gospel reading this morning. And as I was studying God's word this week, I went back to my childhood. I remember we moved to Cedar Rapids in the 50s and 60s. And I had an uncle that had a farm out in Palo. And I know my folks took me out there. And I remember one summer that I got to go out and enjoy the time of baling hay and straw. Yeah, we can all laugh at that. Sometimes it's not so much fun. But I really didn't pay much attention to the crops like the corn and the soybeans. And so then we moved to Southern California in the 70s, spent 40 years out there, and decided to come back to Iowa again. And I took a part-time job, and now I drive across the state of Iowa. And it gives me a chance, to be real honest with you, to see what's going on in the farms, especially when you think about what we went through this last year with the derecho and going across the 30 quarter and seeing how the corn laid down. I took note of what the farmer was going through. And so this last year, I thought about I would watch the process. And so they harvested what they could. Winter came, the snow covered the ground. We came to spring, and they all of a sudden did some things to the field, and they put the anhydrous down, and then they planted the seed. And then you know what they did? They went about their business. They went to their everyday jobs of maybe making sure the tractors were good and stuff, and everything was in repair. They didn't go out and look at the seed, making sure they could do something. No, they went about their normal tasks. But this morning we come, and like the growing seed, because you see, as the days went by, all of a sudden there was green there. And now I see the corn and the soybeans are all coming up, and they're just beautiful. But like that growing seed, the kingdom of God also grows. We don't know how. We only see that God promised that it does. As you see, not knowing, but seeing God's word at work, we are just blessed. And that came to mind yesterday as I attended a funeral. And I saw the family all walk in. And they all sit down. And the pastor shared the gospel message. And I think about it and don't know if there was anybody in that family that didn't know the Lord. But the pastor planted the seed. And now, the Lord will take it from there. But see, brothers and sisters in Christ, you are called, I am called, to plant the seed. To plant the seed wherever we go. And so I pray a blessing on God's word to you this morning, as it not only touches your ears, but it touches your heart also. As we go about in our lives and plant the seed for the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Yes, it's true sometimes, not knowing what makes a thing beautiful, certainly it's almost such a fantastic sight. And it is with the kingdom of God. Seed is scattered all over the kingdom, everywhere. And when you look at our text this morning in Mark 4, if you go back a few verses, the beginning of Mark 4 shares the story of the scattered seed in different soils. First along the path, in the rocks, in the thistles, then in good ground. But our text this morning has it, the seed being spread everywhere. And our text says, and the man goes about his business night and day, and the seed grows without his knowing how. The earth produces it by itself. The earth produces it by itself. When you go to the Greek, it means automatically. And no further intervention or needs are required. The earth produces first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain. The growth happens, and it is good. And the man knows not how, only that what will happen, there'll be a plentiful harvest come harvest time. But brothers and sisters, we're sinful people. At times, prideful people. But we're not always content without us doing something about it to help it along. I mean, as I just told you, the farmer planted a seed and then he went about doing the other work. He wasn't out there every other day digging something up, seeing that the roots were coming. No, he went about other work. And the corn and the beans came up. But you see, when it comes to the kingdom of God, God is particular. He wants growth. But see, you and I, we look to see, is there growth or is there decline in God's kingdom? And we always want to take steps to make sure growth is happening. And I can tell you there's plenty of programs out there that can kind of give us a helping hand, especially if we see some of those churches seem to be dying. And we can, some of these programs use to maybe right the ship. But it also, in addition, maybe there's someone we care about that maybe is not within the kingdom at the time. Maybe they're disconnected from the faith. But the question is usually always the same. What can I do? How can I help? How can they find hope? How can they know about the joy of Jesus? Or maybe when it even comes to our faith, there are times that we may take credit for our own growth. Oh, I go to church more. I study the Bible more. I pray more. Oh, we think the truth is that we, how to fix a dying church, or how to get our loved ones to believe, or to increase our own sanctification. But you remember, things have already been done. And so at times we worry and we get consumed. But see, if we say that there needs to be something done, we assume that something is missing. There's something that we can supply or improve upon. Do we try to insert ourselves in the process that we really have no business putting ourselves in? See, the kingdom of God is a beautiful gift. And what we should simply do is behold what the Creator has done, as he mysteriously causes growth in a glorious harvest. The problem is, that's not our nature. I mean, we think we have to do more than scatter seeds. I mean, what is there that just to scatter seeds? And what happens? That's when problems seem to rise. So Jesus highlights it in our parable this morning. He maintains the mystery of how the kingdom produces fruit to bring forth a fruitful end. Remember what the parable says? The kingdom of God is as a man should scatter the seed on the ground. Then the earth by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain. But God also planted a seed. He planted his son, Jesus Christ, into this world to come to a humble beginning, to be born in Bethlehem and laid in a manger. And he came to care for people, to love them, to forgive them, to heal them. See, God sent his son into this world. And so the kingdom of God is already sown. Everywhere the gospel is preached, in you, in me, in the people of God, in the church, in believing loved ones, in your atheist neighbors, if they've ever heard the gospel. See, those seeds have been planted. And the only growth that is going to happen will occur by God's design, not yours and mine, not by our own old badgering efforts, pressure that we put on. It's God who grants the growth automatically, but it's not the same all the time, not always the same way. See, the Lord, it's his ways, not our ways. But you see, if up to us to accomplish faith, our church growth, then surely somehow in the last 2,000 years, we'd have surely learned something, that growth would be growing in leaps and bounds. See, only God's ability to bring back about the perfect kingdom is accomplished through him. And what is the kingdom made up of? Well, there might be superstar Christians, but there also might be lovable losers, everything in between. The growth happens in God's time. Remember that song? Everything's beautiful in his time. And God would rather not have to stress so much. I mean, think about it. He wants us to go by, live our life with joy and happiness. Why should we stress out if things are not going the way we think they should? And so he says we live our life in forgiveness and grace, and so that we have the joy that only he can give. And yet, the question still lingers. What can we do? What can we do as God's people? What do we do about declining churches? What do we do about seemingly lost loved ones? Or even ones that don't believe? How do we increase faith? The answer to those questions are also in the parable. You remember? The man sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. Like the man, you and I are to go upon our day like normal. The Lord gave you, what is it, 168 hours a week? What are you doing with them? Are you planting any seeds? Do you fret over it? You're supposed to go through what the Lord has given you. Think about the blessings he continues showers upon us, you. The vocations that he's given you. Maybe in retirement. Maybe going to school. Maybe going to work. The Lord gave you a vocation. And we're to share his word. Share a God who is love and mercy. And we're to give that in our homes, in our communities, in our schools, and in our job. We are called by God. Who are you? You're a child of God, washed clean in the waters of baptism. You wear the robe of righteousness. You're called to be his own. And so we're called to plant seeds. And in a little bit, you'll come and partake of his very body and blood. You'll come in faith and in prayer and in patience, hope, and love, and forgiveness. See, did you hear those words this morning? We came in a time of confession, and then we heard the words of absolution. Your sins are forgiven. You're a forgiven child. And you see, we confidently ask God to grant growth. See, we pray each day, Lord, and I'm sure that the farmers are saying that today, Lord, bring us some water, which we'll pray for in a little bit, for rain. But each day, we ask God to grant growth. He wills the growth for us. And that word is supposed to go throughout. Remember, he scattered the seed, as our parable says, all over, not just in one kind of soil, all over. And he wills that seed to grow. And in the end, the harvest will come when the grain is ripe, and when the Lord has given growth to the kingdom. Even some may be just seeds at the time. It is then the faithful will gather, and the mystery of the kingdom will grow and be revealed. But we will be tempted along the way to try and help. Try to use our efforts to do something. We just can't seem to say we can't do anything. But you're called to plant the seed. Just as we can't force a flower to bloom, even though some people say, well, if you talk to it nice, it'll bloom. But we're called to plant the seed. And the kingdom of God will be revealed. And the goodness will be revealed. And there will be far more joy than we can ever imagine. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, instead of stressing out, know that when the kingdom of God is flourishing and developing through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through his death, through his resurrection, through his ascension, to return to us again. For you and I live as faithful children. We live in patience night and day, and we pray to God and thank him for the growth of the church. And we do this, a church full of love, hope, forgiveness, and peace. So tell me, brothers and sisters, are you planting any seeds? Are you going to go about your day planting? Only takes a little. And you don't know where that seed is going to grow. I think about the fact that getting ready for vacation Bible school. Think about the seeds that will be planted. Where will the Lord take that seed? We need to pray for that each day. May you be blessed as you plant your seeds. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.